Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new week and happy holidays. Today, I want to share with us on the I believe this is my fourth episode of my meditations on money. Today, I want to talk about the poor. There is an incident which occurred during the days of Jesus where the lady called Mary of Magdala brought perfume and anointed his cleaned his feet with her hair. And one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, was complaining that this amount of perfume could have been sold and the money given to the poor. And Jesus responded saying that the poor you always have among you, but me you do not have always. And that is the bedrock or the fulcrum around which I'll base my speech today. The poor you will always have among you. There are many instances of scripture which indicate to us the fact that there will always be people among us who need our help, who are not as endowed as others, who are not as rich as others. Sometimes in our quest to speak, do motivational speaking, we often leave out this aspect. We are trying to push everybody to drive themselves harder, to do better, to become richer, to earn money, you know. But the truth is, at the whole point of the system that we have on this world is that there are different levels of endowment. So some people will not be able to take care of themselves by themselves. They will always need others. And those of us who are more endowed should be willing to release ourselves and help those who are unable to help themselves fully. Paul also spoke about this when he said that let the thief no longer steal, but let him work and earn money and be able to support those who are in need. So there will always be people who are not able to push themselves to the level where they have an abundance. So those who have an excess, those who have an abundance, are able to help them. So money in itself is it's a tool by which we express the love of God. Is one of the tools by which we express the love of God. You have earned money. You have toiled mentally or physically, and somebody is asking you release part of that, part of the results of your toil to another person who has not toiled for it. That is a kind of love, and it's something that God wants us to operate on the earth. While we are here, it's a kind of love that God expects us to operate on the earth. God wants us to be ready and willing to release ourselves into this area of grace to be able to give away. So thank you very much for listening to me, and I say have a very great day today. Amen.